Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, The North Star. The starring players...
This is Wally Houston.
This is Ann Baxter.
This is Jane Withers.
And this is Farley Granger.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in a stirring drama of our times. The new Samuel Goldwyn picture, The North Star. It brings to our microphone the original cast of the picture. Walter Houston as Dr. Curin, Ann Baxter as Marina, Jane Withers as Claudia, and Farley Granger as Damien. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in The North Star.
Attention, this is Moscow. German troop movements are reported on the Polish border. Their nature is unknown.
That was June the 21st, 1941. Yes, I remember the date. In those days, I marked all dates because I was writing the story of our people. A minor work, but it was dear to me. The History of Our Village by Pavel Grigorich Kurin. Our village was a pleasant little place. The village of a collective farm near the border. Not unlike most other Russian villages of its kind, we had our old people, of course, like Karp, who shipped our pigs to market for us, could sometimes be heard talking to a favorite sow.
There's no pleasure for me, friend pig. I'm a man who likes to see nothing die. I was in two wars and a revolution.
We had our young folks, like young folks everywhere. And some of them were in love.
Damien, with this scholarship, you'll go to the university. You'll be a great man. I'll be so proud of you.
I will go forward with this country, Marina. I've strong feelings about it, and strong feelings for you, whom I've loved since I was able to see.
Yes, we had our children, too. Children with young children's dreams, like my granddaughter, Claudia.
I will not always be fat like this. Oh, someday I will be slender and beautiful, and my hair will not be as straight as wheat. Oh, someday people will pay attention to me. Someday.
Yes, we were like any other people that morning. That morning of June the 21st. I remember that Petr Ivanovich Karp had stopped in at our house to bring me a present. A little leather notebook.
I'm glad you like it, Pavel Grigorich. I've been rubbing the leather for months. Good present, huh?
Very good present. On the first page, I will write, "This history is dedicated to Petr Ivanovich Karp."
What good will it do him? I do not understand it. My cousin, the famous doctor, Pavel Grigorich Kurin, comes back to his village to write a history of our village. Why? Who cares about our village?
But Anna...
It would be better if you wrote a nice cookbook. History, people make themselves. Cooking, they have to learn.
Aunt Anna? Oh, Aunt Anna, do we begin now?
Not now, Claudia. I'm busy.
There's plenty of time, my child. You do not go until tomorrow morning.
Oh, but Grandpa, after we bake the cake, it must cool. And then I must pack it. And you know we leave very early.
Claudia, you going somewhere?
Yes, to Kiev. On a walking trip with Demian and Marina.
Having a vacation from school.
Oh, well, I'll be going that way tomorrow morning. Claudia, you can ride with me, perhaps, hmm?
Oh, no, we couldn't.
Why not?
Pyotr Ivanovich, this is a walking trip.
According to my feet, we've walked a great many miles. Claudia, do your feet hurt?
Mine? Oh, no. No, not at all, Marina.
Yours, Demian?
You forget I've had military training. Shall we stop for a while?
Oh, yes, please.
Claudia, you sure your feet don't hurt?
Well, I meant that if we stop, well, then we can have a fire.
What, in June? It's too warm for a fire.
Oh, I know, but, well, a fire is so romantic.
Give me on. Where are
Marina.
It's good morning.
Oh, hello, Marina. Hello.
Oh. I thought I'd pass you. I'll give you a ride to the crossroads.
Good, it's time for a ride.
Oh, no. You can't go on a walking trip and take a ride. You can't.
Well, you see more if you walk, but we'd only be riding for a few miles.
And... yes, and riding's good for the feet.
My feet are not good. They are much too small for my weight. Everybody knows that. But I wouldn't ride. No, you can't go on a walking trip and take a ride.
Who made up that law?
Well, it's not a law. It's just, well, it's not romantic.
Romantic?
I mean not.
Very well, Clavdia. You walk and we'll ride. Come, Marina. Up you go. That's it. All right, Carp.
Oh, no, wait for me, please.
How's that, little walker? Changed your mind?
Well, maybe it wouldn't matter so much. I mean if I rode just a little way.
We were lucky to get this ride. It gives me a chance to clean my gun.
Demian, why do you take a gun on a walking trip?
Well, I'm a very romantic fellow, Clavdia.
I don't like guns. I don't like the noise they make.
Oh, who does?
Give me on.
Yes, Carp?
You hear it?
Hear what?
Listen.
Marina, will you stop singing, please?
Why, Demian? Why shouldn't I sing?
All Russians sing too much and too loud.
Carp, I hear them now.
Yes, I've been hearing them for 20 minutes. I'm not sure. Sometimes I hear things from other years. Sometimes I don't even know what year it is. 1914, 1915.
Or 1941.
What are you carrying on about? We can all hear them. They're planes.
Many planes, and not far away.
Was that any reason to...
Listen!
Demian, that sounds like...
Get out of the wagon, all of you. Get down immediately.
But we were going to ride you.
You must believe me, and believe me quick. Those are not our planes. They're German planes. That noise is bombing. Understand quickly. We're being bombed.
Yes, we were being bombed. Suddenly and without the slightest warning, death was raining on us from the sky. Our little village was badly hit. The school, the library, one side of the hospital which I had helped to build. Strange, horrible sounds were in the air. The screams of human beings ripped and torn by steel. And then at last it was quiet. And we gathered before our Soviet building, we who were left. It was Marina's father, Comrade Rodion, who spoke.
Comrades, we have all suffered today. My own youngest girl is dead. But this is not a time for mourning. It is a time for revenge. As elected head of the village Soviet, I will give you the plan. All able-bodied men will move to the hills to fight as guerrillas. I have spoken to Comrade Petrov at the garrison. We will send a man to aim for guns. The second group will remain here to send us aid and information. And to them I speak, for they have the hardest job. Comrades, before the Germans come, you must destroy everything. Everything, comrades. The houses you have built, the crops you have sowed, the cattle you have raised. You must leave nothing for the enemy. Beyond that, you may have to live with the Nazis. And so, for this group, I ask for volunteers.
I stay, of course.
And
I'll stay.
It didn't take long to choose our two groups. Demian's father, Boris Semenov, was picked to go to the garrison for guns. Late that afternoon, he was bringing them back. A truck full of rifles, machine guns, ammunitions. And sharp eyes watched him as he sped along the road. Demian and Marina and Klavdi and Karp. They had hidden the wagon behind some trees, waiting for night so they could make their way back to the village. Lying concealed, they saw the truck coming down the road. They saw the German bomber, too. They saw it pick its prey and die. They saw the bomb released. They saw it fall and meet the front end of the truck. They saw a dazed and bloodied figure stagger out, beat at the fire with his hands, and suddenly there was horror on young Demian's face.
Marina, look! It's my father!
Hurry, come along.
Father, it's Demian.
Don't worry about me. The guns. Put out the fire. Save the guns.
We've got the fire out, Comrade Boris. The guns are safe.
Demian.
Yes, Father?
They're for our men. Take the guns to them. The end of the stream, west side of the Avnik Hill. past the... Take the guns to them, you hear me?
Yes, Father, we'll get them there.
And travel at night. Keep to the woods. And when you get above... You promise?
I promise.
Good. Good. Say hello to... To your mother for me.
Father! Oh, Father... It isn't much to put on such a good man's grave. I couldn't think of anything else.
Boris Simonov died here for his country, June 22nd, 1941. His son promised to do his best. It's very beautiful, Marina.
It's dark enough now. We can start moving, I think.
All right, if you think so, Cart.
That's how it is. People go forward. They fight for themselves, make things better for themselves. More food, good bed, jokes to make, time to laugh. And then the filthy come and try to stop it. They want to take from people all the good they've made for themselves. Well, then you take your gun and fight until you've killed all such. Ready, comrade?
Yes, comrade. We're ready.
Lady Esther has presented Act One of The North Star, starring Jane Withers, Farley Granger, Ann Baxter, and Walter Houston. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. But first, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
Once again, I ask you, once again, I ask every woman in America to make the Lady Esther patch test. For the patch test will show you, as it has shown thousands of women all over the country, the way to a smoother, fresher, younger-looking skin. It will show you, while you watch your mirror, how Lady Esther four-purpose face cream works to beautify your skin, to give it the look and feel of radiant new life and freshness. What is the patch test? Here's what it is, and I urge you to try it tonight. Just take a little Lady Esther face cream on your finger and rub it on one particular section of your face, like a part on your forehead or chin. Don't put it on your whole face at first, but just on that one little space. And be sure to choose a part of your face that's too oily or too dry or where you have a few blackheads or big pores. Choose a very troublesome patch of skin, one that feels coarse or bumpy to your fingers. I promise you an experience you won't soon forget. You'll see that little patch of skin suddenly look a lot brighter, fresher, and clearer than all the skin around it. You'll feel the dry little flakes disappear. You will feel that section of skin take on a new, delicate, petal-soft smoothness. Now, if Lady Esther Face Cream can do this to one small patch of skin, the worst patch you can choose, just imagine what it will do for your entire face. I promise you a smoother, more radiant, more youthful-looking skin after the very first application of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. And I ask you to let the patch test prove it.
Lady Esther presents the second act of The North Star, starring Walter Houston as Dr. Curran, Ann Baxter as Marina, Jane Withers as Claudia, and Farley Granger as Demion. And now, Dr. Curran continues his story.
Germans reached our village that afternoon, 100 men, all motorized, with two machine gun crews and a medical unit attached. They came, but found only the burning ruins of what had been our homes. The young lieutenant in charge was very angry. He assembled us all in the village square, and then he spoke to us.
I have called you all together here because I wish to ask you certain questions. Who is responsible for the burning and destruction in this village? Where are the young men of your village? They burned it and tried to escape. Is that correct?
No, Lieutenant. We burned our village.
Who are you?
My name is Pavel Grigorich Kurin. I am a doctor.
Corporal.
Yeah, Herr Leutnant.
Search for weapons. Take all food and supplies.
Jawohl, Herr Leutnant.
You Russians, your treatment will depend on your cooperation with us. There are the younger men. Answer me, please. One of you will step forward and tell me where they're hiding.
Just the list you asked for, Herr Leutnant.
Oh, so, list, yes. Let me see. The chairman of the Soviet of this collective farm is called Grodion Pavlov. Is he here?
He is not here.
I wish these questions answered. Here is the wife of Rodion Pavlov.
My name is Sofia. I am the wife of Rodion Pavlov.
I wish to know where your husband is hiding, how many men he has, and how much ammunition. Yes!
I cannot answer those questions.
You are certain you will not answer?
I am certain.
Corporal, take her inside.
Yes, they took her inside. And in a little while, we heard her cry out. Then she cried out again. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I turned to the German army doctor who was standing there and I said, I am a physician.
The right arm and the right leg will be broken, doctor. You should advise your people to give information when it is asked for.
If you don't mind, I'll go in.
No, doctor. Do not try to go inside. They will bring her out eventually.
Sophia. Poor Sophia. Pavel Grigorich. Will she ever walk again?
I don't know. Sophia is a brave woman, Anna.
Those swine.
Pavel Grigorich.
What is it, Nadja?
The children. They were given their supper at the hospital tonight.
I know it. I need it.
They are still at the hospital, in the hall. On the benches, I saw them.
What, Nadja? What is it?
Supper was over long ago. Why do they keep them there?
Yes. Yes, I will go and see. I want to see Dr. Von Harden.
Go home, old man. Dr. Von Harden is busy in there. He's operating. He has no time. Stop, I order you.
Quiet, you fool.
Dr. Von Harden, this man
is... I have eyes. I can see. Get out.
Yes, Herr Doctor.
Well, Dr. Kurin?
You have a child on that operating table.
I just gave a transfusion to one of our soldiers.
Transfusion? With our children's blood?
In this new world, one does many acts. One does not wholly approve. It is a question of adjustment for all of us. We take blood for our wounded where we can get it, and where the donor is easiest to control.
From children.
By the way, I was looking at your hospital library. I had forgotten that Kurin, pathologist, was a Russian.
Dr. Kurin. Doctor.
Child, he needs help.
You can get up now, boy. I'm through with you. Dr. Kurin, it's strange to find you in this little village. 30 years ago, when you were teaching at Leipzig, I attended your lectures.
Doctor.
These children are my patients. May I take him now?
Why not? He's no further use to me.
I've taken too much blood from the boy. He died in my arms and I carried him out. I was almost crazed with grief and anger. I knew that somehow I must get to our men, and I did that night. When I finished telling them, what I had seen, Rodian's face was black and dark.
Comrades, we go to the village. We attack.
With what? With rocks and clubs?
Yes. We have 12 old rifles in all. They have machine guns.
If necessary, we attack with our bare hands. It is for our children.
If only Boris would come with the guns.
Yes, the guns. Where are the guns?
Klavdia, there's a piece of cake left. Would you like a piece of cake?
No, thanks, Marina. I guess it's the first time in my life I haven't been hungry.
Oh, you'll be all right again when we get the guns through.
We're not getting them through. We're just hiding here beside the road.
It's wiser this way. Timian thought the crossroads might be guarded.
Marina, Kai.
Here he is now.
They've taken the crossroads. We'll have to go through the hills.
But to get to the hill road, we must pass the crossroads.
I have a plan. I will creep up ahead and fire on them. They will shoot back. You will be ready. And as the shooting starts, you will take the wagon through. Once in the hills, there's plenty of cover.
Damian, if there were two people to fire from different places...
No, Marina. You're needed to drive the wagon. Carp will have to watch the road. He knows the way through the hills.
But, Damian, I'm not needed. I can't drive.
Claudia, you do not like the noise of guns.
Oh, no one thinks I can do anything except grow fatter.
Carp, you understand?
I understand.
When it's over, I'll meet you on the hill by the cow path. Wait for me, Marina.
I'll wait for you, Damian.
Well, come along now. There's not much time. I'll drive till we get to the hills.
I'll ride beside you, Carp. If anything happens...
It won't happen. Claudia.
Come, Claudia, we'll... Claudia. Claudia. Piotr Ivanovich, she's gone.
I must be brave now. This once I must not fail, even if I don't like guns. Oh, I must be brave. Demian needs me, and I must help him. Oh, please, Grandpa, Anna. Oh, please, somebody. Make me do something right, the way everybody else does. Oh, keep me from being so frightened, and keep me from crying. Oh, please. Oh, just for this 1 minute, just till I shoot. Oh, don't cry now. You did it. Oh, you did it, Claudia. You...
Claudia. Claudia, are you hurt? What have they done to you? What have they done? Claudia.
Over this way. Behind those trees.
Here they are. We got them both.
A dead kid and a fat girl, huh? Yeah, we can go back to our position now. The dangerous enemy has been dealt with.
Damian. Damian.
Oh, this is foolish, Marina. The Germans are all about us.
I promised him I'd wait. Damian. Damian. Carp.
Huh?
Something's moving there.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's Damian.
You walk so strangely, as though...
Marina, where are you?
Here. I'm here with you. Damian, what is it?
My eyes, I can't see. Oh, not now. We haven't time. Help me to the wagon. We must get the guns through.
But Claudia...
Claudia? She's dead.
Yes, the guns were on the way, but our men would not wait. They were like madmen now. As they attacked the village, rocks and clubs and even bare hands against the German machine guns. They were fighting for our children now. I was with them, too. And in the noise and smoke, somehow I found myself at the hospital, a revolver in my hand. I think I had taken it from a dead German soldier. I opened the door to the operating room. I went in.
Dr. Kurin.
Dr. Von Harden, I have come back for another visit.
Why? Did the boy die? And it took too much blood. I'm sorry for that.
I have heard about men like you. The civilized men who are sorry. Men like you who do the work of fascists and pretend to themselves that they are better than the beasts for whom they work. To me, you are the real filth. Men who murder while they laugh at those who order them to do it. It is men like you who have sold your people out.
Dr. Kuhn, if I may suggest it, you look out of character with that gun. You are men of science. You do not kill.
You are wrong about many things, Dr. Von Harden. I am a man who kills.
They've come. The guns have come.
The guns?
Take what you wish from here and hurry. We'll kill every German in the village and then go to the hills.
You brought a sewing machine. You think you'll need that in the hills?
We will come home someday, Carp. I will want to sew, and you will raise new pigs. We are not so old.
Yes, we will build again.
Oh, of course. Pavel Grigorich, they tell me you are very brave.
Why not? I'm of the same blood as Clavdia.
The village. Can you still see the village from here?
There's very little left to see, Demian. The village is gone.
There will be another someday, Marina.
Yes, but it'll be different for us. Clavdia's dead. And Boris. My mother won't ever look the same.
And I won't see again.
None of us will be the same. Wars do not leave people as they were. All people will learn that. And we will make this the last war. We will make a free world for all men. The earth belongs to us, the people. We fight for it. And we will fight for it.
Thank you, Walter Houston, Anne Baxter, Jane Withers, and Farley Granger for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players tonight. We are indeed grateful for your fine performances.
We're glad to be here, Mr. Bradley. We look forward to our appearances with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players because we know that the benefits from these programs go to support the Motion Picture Relief Fund Country House and Clinic. And now before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Baxter. Ladies, are you going to make the test I spoke about a little while ago, the Lady Esther Patch Test? You know I'm going to keep reminding you about it over and over again every Monday night until you do try it. Because the Patch Test will prove to you beyond the slightest doubt that Lady Esther four-purpose face cream makes a radiant, glowing difference in the appearance of your skin. Now here's all you do to make the exciting Patch Test. Just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one small part of your face. Choose a rough, flaky space, perhaps where you have a few blackheads or big pores. Rub Lady Esther face cream not on your whole face, but just that one space. Then wipe it off and see with your own eyes what has happened. See how the flaky dryness has disappeared. Feel how much softer and smoother that patch of skin has become than any of the skin around it. I want you to see this happen. I want you to see the result of using one cream that brings your skin the four things it needs most for beauty. Remember, what you see happen to that one little patch of skin will happen to your whole face when you apply Lady Esther face cream. And if you want to look really enchanting, just try this. After using Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, apply glamorous Lady Esther face powder to the smooth, new freshness of your skin. Your friends will say, "You never looked lovelier."
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present the Red Book Award Picture of the Year, Watch on the Rhine. It will star Bette Davis, Paul Lucas, George Calouris, Lucille Watson, and Donald Woods. Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon will be here to present the awards on behalf of Red Book. Be sure to listen. Anne Baxter can soon be seen in The Sullivans. Farley Granger is now working in The Purple Heart. Both 20th Century Fox productions. Walter Houston is now working in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, Dragon Seed. Jane Withers can soon be seen in the Republic production, My Best Gal. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. To try Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, just get the smallest size jar. Later, you can get the economical large jar and keep refilling the small one for convenience. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night, everyone.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.